Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Zach. Good morning, everyone. Today, I was blessed with a change in patterns that create a little bit of a discomfort. It really got me thinking of a lot of different scenarios in life where patterns change. And it when we're trying to change a pattern, change a habit, just change itself that we're not in control of, oh my gosh, it can create a little bit of discomfort today.
Oh, yeah.
Not bad. It's not a bad discomfort. It's just more like, oh, well, my body got so used to this, or got so used to this emotion, or got so used to this experience, and now it's not there. And now we're like, what do I do? Because it's just not the same.
Yeah, you know, a few weeks ago, we were talking about family stuff and how, you know, we tend to gauge the world, at least from a lot of our life anyway, but toward, like, our family, how our family functioned is how we say, gauge and judge the rest of the world. And anyone that's not familiar to the pattern we knew is drained. Whatever. And this is the same concept. It's like we really, as humans, have this affinity for familiar. We love the familiar, even if the familiar is not good for us.
Yep.
And when we decide to intentionally change a pattern, like say changing an eating pattern, the unfamiliar often initially is like exciting and thrilling and kind of fun and, you know, getting ready, a little bit of, you know, oh, I don't want to do this, but usually kind of like, I'm in, I'm doing it. And, you know, and then a couple days, weeks, it's like a little bit of a pain, it's unfamiliar, but the benefits are there. There's like these little wins. And keeps it going, and then all of a sudden you hit this point where you're like, all of this is, there's too much, there's too much that's unfamiliar. It is a point where there's just too much that's unfamiliar. You start to not feel so good, because maybe you're detoxing from eating better, whatever. So this is like a little bit more, you know, sustained change in patterns, where Kim and I, you were talking about like a change of the familiar on a day.
Well, it doesn't really matter because at either way, it's the same experience, the way that your body handles it. It's still a change.
Yeah.
And it can be like long-term or it can be very short-term.
Yeah.
It's nicer when it's on the short-term because then you could see how your body's going to respond long-term. Well, okay, I can prepare a little bit for this. If we're creating bigger changes, it's that unfamiliarity that really gets us. And okay, I'm hearing a man. How do you play with this, Kim? How do we play with that? How do you? And all I hear in my head right now is, I consented to that change. I consented to that experience. Even though in that moment, I wasn't actively thinking in my head, I am going to do this. And I am consenting to this. And everything's going to go right in my head and blah, blah, blah. It's not that we're doing that. Unless you're actually literally changing your eating habits. Yes, then you might be doing that.
Right.
But in that moment where I look back and like, I wasn't, did I really consent to that? Did I really choose that for me? And I started judging it. That's where the discomfort comes in. I started judging what I did instead of saying I was there. I may not have in my mind, in my forefront of my brain, my logical thinking in that moment, I wasn't saying in my head, I am consenting to this. It was more like, I'm here, I'm present, I'm just going with the flow. It is what it is. I'm in the moment. So what can I do in the moment to make this more pleasant? And it still gave a little discomfort.
Yeah. So there is conscious change, you know, choosing to change your diet. And there's that more unconscious, or just, you know, life sometimes just sweeps you away and you end up in an unfamiliar pattern.
Yep.
And it's the discomfort. It's also the that comparison. This isn't like what it usually should be.
Yeah.
That's where it gets, you know, that's the ground that gets. It's basically like you have one foot in what's happening and one foot in what used to be happening. And, you know, you're kind of splitting yourself. Like, that's the visual I see. Like, you know, the old cartoons, one foot on this side, one foot on this side. And then the crevice is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's very uncomfortable and very painful. That's what happens when we have our thought process in two different experiences. The one that's happening right in front of us and the one that we wish was happening but isn't.
Yep. Yeah. How do we seal that crack? How do we pull those legs back together and say, like, I acknowledge the one side, I acknowledge the other side. And there's going to be that. Oh my gosh. Thanks for putting that visual in my head, Joe. No, I'm like, how do we pull them together? Or what's in the middle that we can, you know, that's the discomfort. And I see something shooting up and like hitting my butt, like a little zap coming up, hitting my butt. I'm like, stop it.
Cartoonish. So I listen to this, I see it in the cartoon or imagine it. And I was like, why you seal up the crevice? Why not just jump to one side?
Yeah,
pick one.
And I'm like, no, I'll deal with the pain.
And you get a little shot at the butt.
Oh, wow. So look at even that. This is the way I went into my thought process. Jill was thinking, let's just go pick one side or the other. And I'm like, well, how do I get both sides to work together? This is why people are so beautiful. Everybody has their own unique journey. And I'm thinking this way because of something in the past. Jill's got her thinking process probably because of something in the past. And okay. So if I imagine, this is where my brain goes. I'm going to imagine going to one side. I'm going to pick a side. Jump over to that side. Oh, and it's either one is going to be uncomfortable when I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I made the choice. I made the choice to be in that moment on this side. And I have to be okay with letting go of the other side and saying thank you.
Yeah, I like the all in. Like, go all in. Oh, if the decision was to how to, you know, bring the two sides back together, go all in.
Yeah.
Commit to that. That to me would be the word, really, is the commit. Commit.
Yep. Yep.
Here you are. Yep. They didn't go as you want. You got to commit to it, even if it's uncomfortable. Here it is. Commit to it and do it as best you can.
Whoa. I like it.
Oh, I'm going to do this for this Friday for us. So today through this weekend, like, commit. Are you on one side of the crevice? Are you on the other? Or are you trying to bring the two together? There you go. Keep it at three options when you play with this. I mean, if your brain is active and you want to go with many more options, go for it. But I'd play with the three for most of us.
Totally commit.
Yeah.
Make a decision and just go with it. Honor it. Trust it. Believe it. Yeah. You're being guided.
And a big one is you catch yourself comparing or judging. You are no longer committed. You are split again. You're playing both sides. This moment you're judging and comparing and wishing it was something else. Oh, you're playing both sides again.
Yep.
And that's tricky. So yeah, it's so peaceful and calm, even though it's a little uncomfortable. Like you said, Kim, when you commit to one, It's uncomfortable, but it's more, there's a calm, there's a peacefulness, there's also a strength to it, where it's like, okay, I gotta say, I got this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay. Ooh, what a way to start a weekend. Eight friends.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Energies are high. Energies are flowing. Lots of abundance going around us. We got to commit.
Yep.
Love this. Perfect.
Thank you, Kim. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Until next time.